There are no flags on the field. It's a miracle. Tennessee has pulled a miracle.
Rebound, Bosch. Back out to Allen. History point. Tie game with 5 seconds remaining.
There goes Davis.
Oh my God!
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game.
Well, hello everybody and welcome back on into the 615 show. Feels so good to be back in the studio recording and just talking about some sports, talking about some Preds and some Titans for you guys. Real quick, before we jump into episode 7, I just wanted to let you guys know the reason we've been gone for so long. We actually had an entire episode recorded, edited everything, and then all of it got deleted off of my laptop, which is what we record on. All of it got deleted off of it, couldn't recover it. I tried to find the file, tried to recover it, stuff like that, couldn't get it back. So that's why we've been on a break for so long. We're trying to push some content out to you guys, but it's hard to line up everybody's schedules. But we are back, episode 7. Feels so good to be back. We got me, as usual. We got Sean, we got Riker, and we got Tyler in this episode. We're going to be talking about the Titans and the Preds. Without further ado, let's get into it.
With the NFL draft looming, what do y'all think that the Titans' biggest need is, considering all of the free agents that the Titans signed this offseason so far?
I mean, obviously, we still need wide receiver number 2. Like, that's the biggest need for us, in my opinion, at the moment.
Is there any wide receivers still in free agency that we could get?
Honestly, I really don't know if there is any key free agents that we really want to get. I know that we signed Josh Reynolds.
Wait, did Will Fuller re-sign with the Texans?
I think
he went to the Dolphins.
Yeah, Dolphins.
Dolphins. All right, I got you.
Yeah, Josh Reynolds.
I don't think there's anybody worth
He's definitely not
getting.
A wide receiver, too.
He could be a 3. I don't know.
I could see him being a 3.
We have to assess the wide receiver need in the draft, but I'm not sold on our defense either.
He could be like an Adam Humphries.
I think it's going to be a down year.
Do you think we'll still make the playoffs?
I don't think we'll. I don't think we'll.
There's an extra game involved now.
I don't think we'll match or better our record from last season.
Our extra game is against the Saints, so.
I think, well, they don't have Drew Brees anymore.
That's true, yeah.
I think we need at least, they also cut like half the roster. We need,
like $30 million over cap.
Yeah. We need some sort of at least 1 year because we're probably going to have a new system on defense and on
offense. Yeah.
At least a newly implemented system for now. And hopefully we don't run Derrick Henry into the ground where he gets injured by his fourth or fifth season and then he's out.
Hey, at least we don't have a chance of going 9-7 anymore.
That's true. But no more classic 8-8.
Yeah.
No more. The years of the Titans going 8-8 are over, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm so happy about that.
It's very sad.
Okay, so this isn't an updated list, but I mean we pretty much know who signed where. Kenny Galladay signed, Davis has signed.
No, it says where they went to. See, it says 2.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah. I don't think there's anybody worth.
Yeah.
I'm pretty far down the list, and everybody's signed so far.
Yeah, we could get
who's the top
90-year-old Larry Fitzgerald. Yeah.
Hey, he doesn't miss anything.
Golden Tate's not signed yet?
He's old, also isn't he? 100. We could get Julian Edelman and get him to come out of retirement.
No,
we can get Antonio Brown and pay his therapist bills.
No, Antonio Brown like signed with Tampa Bay.
I'm
pretty sure I saw that the other day.
Oh, we can get Laquan Treadwell, who was only good in college.
Josh Gordon.
Oh, Josh Gordon, yeah. Well, Weed is... No, it's not legal in Tennessee. Just kidding.
Bring Taywan Taylor back.
Oh, yeah. The man. Basically, bottom line, we have to draft a wide receiver.
But there's plenty of receivers that we can get at the 22 position.
Do you want to draft him first round or second round?
I'd say first round. Unless we can get an absolute steal of a defensive back.
So you want, basically, because we have round 2 pick 53, round 3 pick 85. Do you want wide receiver, defense?
Yes.
Would you want cornerback first in the second round? If you're taking wide receiver in the first round?
Second round needs to be the best cornerback you can take in the draft. I know that we got Fulton last year in the second round, and he really didn't prove much to us this past season.
Yeah, but he had injuries.
He was hurt.
Yeah.
But they also had him lined up in the slot, and he's more of a press man.
I don't know what
coverage.
He's going to do, man.
He's more of a press man coverage on the sideline guy. Or at least that's what he was at LSU.
Right. I don't know. I think
we need to do a wide receiver unless we draft up in the second round.
We could.
I've heard people talk about us trading away our first and getting like an extra second and an extra third round pick.
We need a wide receiver. At the 22 spot, most likely Rashad Bateman, Kadarius Toney, and Elijah Moore are all going to be available.
Give me Elijah Moore.
I'd rather have
Bateman.
I'd rather have Bateman.
I feel like the chemistry with AJ Brown and Elijah Moore would be.
They didn't play together, did they?
I'm pretty sure they played one year.
Bateman's Minnesota.
The only thing I don't like about
Bateman's Minnesota, yeah.
Elijah Moore
is Ole Miss.
Isn't he like 5'9 or 5'7?
He's really short, yeah.
He's fucking fast. We don't have anybody that can run a deep route.
See, but if you want fast, I want
AJ Brown can easily.
I want Kadarius Toney.
He's not fast.
I want Kadarius Toney as fast as we
would love a straight go route receiver.
I feel like
Kadarius Toney is actually going to get picked before Elijah Moore, and we won't have.
He will.
I just feel like we won't be able to.
We could pick him before Elijah Moore.
I just feel like we won't get Kadarius Toney before that.
We're projected to get him in most of the draft boards. Either him or Bateman.
I think it's a draft up to get Ja'Marr Chase.
I say we trade Derrick Henry and get Trevor Lawrence. Just have two quarterbacks.
We move
Tannehill back to wide receiver.
Yes, I was just going to say that. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
I think it's a great idea. Yes. No, but really, though, I think that we should get Bateman if we can. But I've seen a lot of people that are, which surprises me because I watched him every game, but people are rating Anthony Schwartz over Kadarius Toney now.
Really?
I know he's fast as fuck.
But
yeah,
like,
he's... Obviously, he was very limited at the offense in Auburn because
He's fantastic.
The only thing I remember from him
is that video. I forget who he was playing against, and the cornerback was talking shit to him. The next play, he scored a touchdown.
Mm-hmm. I think it was LSU when he scored the 86-yard touchdown.
No, it wasn't that. It was like a.
Oh, you're talking about Seth Williams. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, my bad.
Seth Williams. That was awesome. Seth Williams is a dog. He'll go second round, and he'll make somebody very happy. I would rather have Toney just because of what he's proved, but I think Anthony Schwartz is going to be better in the NFL. Our route tree at Auburn is equivalent to a middle school route tree. People who know, my mother could design a better route tree than Gus Malzahn, and that's on God.
Yeah, but he's gone, so you're fine.
Thank God, yeah, we're chilling now. But I want Bateman, if we can take anybody.
I think the big thing with Elijah Moore is the bond that him and A.J. Brown have. You know, they went to Ole Miss together.
And they have been working out lately with each other, yeah. So...
AJ Brown has come out openly on social
media. He tweeted that he was recruiting him.
Yeah. But how much do you think John Robinson and Vrabel are listening to him on what he wants? Do you take a player's opinion into account?
If he was 6'2", he'd be a top 5 pick. Well, I mean, first of all, I think Ja'Marr Chase is better than Devontae Smith in general.
He's a physical 5'8", 5'9".
Oh yeah, he's not. He's fast, but he's not like. He's not Toney or Schwartz fast.
No.
He's like
he's 5'9" of pure muscle.
He's more of AJ Brown type of player. Which is why I'd rather have a Bateman or a Toney because I want someone who's faster.
But I think that
we need a deep threat with good hands.
I think that Bateman won't be there whenever we get at 22.
I hope so. I don't know.
I think Bateman will go in the teens, the high teens.
Maybe we'll get lucky if someone will mess up and they'll just fall into our lap.
If we did pick a cornerback instead of wide receiver, is there really anyone out there like that would still be there for us to pick up?
JC Horn might be there. And dude from Kentucky might be there too. I don't know his first name. But JC Horn's the one from South Carolina. He's very, very good. But he's not like game-changing good. I think he'll probably be the second or third cornerback today. Obviously, Patrick Surtain's going to be the first one taken from Bama. But I don't know. I think I would be fine with a JC Horn pick or the dude from Kentucky pick, but I just want we cannot not have a wide receiver too. We saw what happened in the playoffs whenever AJ Brown got hurt. We had nothing.
No, it was Corey Davis.
Or Corey Davis got hurt. It was
AJ Brown was wide open though.
He was wide open on the one pass, but the rest of them were not.
Threw it to Khalif out of everyone.
Once Corey Davis gets hurt, we had no one else for a two. And we didn't want to throw to a tight end.
Everyone knew we were going to throw to A.J. Brown.
Yeah, so that, and Derrick Henry had been locked up the whole game.
Yeah.
We need another tight end.
Our offense is just so one-dimensional.
No, I don't think we need another tight end, honestly. We're going to run with Ferkser as our starting tight end.
We got Swain, too.
I understand
too.
That he's
good. I'm fine with Ferkser and Swain.
But he's not...
He's not Jonnu Smith good.
Ferkser and Swain...
I didn't want to pay Jonnu Smith that much money anyways.
Listen, Jonnu Smith was a good tight end. Don't get me wrong. One, I realize we couldn't afford him, but... The last half of the season, we barely threw him the ball. We didn't give him a lot of touches.
I think we were also cheesing Derrick Henry to try to get him to 2K.
He also got injured, so that's another reason.
But I mean, even still, the last six, seven games of the season.
But the option of having a tight end like Delanie Walker and a tight end like Jonnu Smith is they're very athletic.
See, but they came out of nowhere. How do we know that one of our other tight ends with more production and more minutes won't come out of nowhere? Jonnu Smith literally popped up out of nowhere. That is true. I knew he was on the roster, and I knew he was decent, but I didn't know he would be that good.
Right.
Enough to sign a multi-year, multi-million-dollar deal with the freaking Patriots.
Did he get 50 or 80 or something like
that? He got 50.
I thought he got 50, yeah. Was it five?
Four-year, 50 million.
If you told me that 2 years ago, I wouldn't have imagined that.
That's hella money.
We wouldn't. That's a lot of money. We could not have done that.
I didn't want to pay him that much because of, first of all, our offense does not run through tight ends. Very often.
We need
at all.
Blocking tight end. I think Firkser is that person for it.
I'm cool with Firkser or Swaim. I'm fine with it.
I think Swaim's a better blocker than Firkser is.
They're both, I mean,
Firkser's got hands, man. He does.
I'm not saying anything bad against Firkser and Swaim, but I'm just saying an athletic tight end goes a long way in this league.
I agree. I trust that we will fill in the holes that we need to. I don't think that we would let Corey Davis walk if we didn't have a plan. Obviously, we might have missed on somebody in free agency. I think maybe we whiffed on Will Fuller or maybe Kenny Galladay. I heard some rumors about both of them. We might have missed on it, so that might have been the plan. But you're going to have a backup plan if you're an NFL GM. John Robinson's not stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess, obviously, wide receiver in the first round, the best cornerback you can get in the second round. We get two picks in the second or just one?
Just one.
Two picks and a third.
It's we have round two, pick 53, round three, pick 85, round three, pick 100, round four, pick 126.
I don't know if you'd necessarily go offense, defense. Like, I think you could go offense, defense.
What about two wide receivers, like first round and second round? Because we don't have really good cornerbacks right now, but
we don't have enough. We need wide receiver. We don't have enough talent in our secondary to afford to draft two wide receivers.
I mean, we could also trade for a pick, but like, we don't know if that's going to happen. But
I just don't trust our defense at the moment at all. Our defense is the reason that we didn't make a Super Bowl.
Okay, but our front eight has improved tremendously compared to our last season.
I agree.
Because we got Dupree, who's our big signee of the offseason, which I think we overpaid.
Dupree and Autry, we definitely overpaid for Dupree.
We don't know how well he's going to do coming off that ACL tear.
We got a good deal with Autry, didn't we?
We did.
Autry was a steal.
I think he's great, an absolute steal. Which is weird because we overpaid for Dupree so much.
And he's pissed that the Colts just let him walk.
Yeah, so
every year.
Revenge game.
Anyone picked up the guy from Cleveland? I can't remember his name, but they cut him because they got Clowney. Was it Richardson or something like that?
Speaking of Clowney, overpaid.
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely overpaid.
Big time.
Definitely
big
overpaid.
Time.
And I saw all these Brown fans that were super excited about it. You can have him.
Okay, I mean, he's a good player. Okay, that was us at the beginning of the year last year. Like, we signed Clowney.
See through the eyes of a Cleveland Browns fan. You have not been shit for a decade now. Last year, y'all made it to the playoffs for the first time in, what, how many years? Eight or nine or something like that?
I feel
like
it was double digits.
I was going to say, it's probably more.
See, people shit on Baker Mayfield whenever he does bad.
I love Baker Mayfield. I love his energy.
If they didn't pick him, they would still be in the dust. They would still be the worst franchise ever.
I still think
that they could have taken Saquon at one.
Literally, I was
going to think
that he was
still.
They definitely could have.
No way Baker was getting.
But they have Nick Chubb now, so it's okay. They have Nick Chubb, so they're vibing. I didn't think Nick Chubb would be
Saquon,
this good.
Though.
I would too, but Nick Chubb is very close to being as good as Saquon Barkley. But the Browns also have a better offensive line than the Giants do. But dude, speaking of, the Giants might be good.
I was
going to
say the Giants. They've got some.
I think they had the best offseason out of anybody.
For real.
Over the Patriots?
The Patriots doesn't count because the Patriots literally had nobody on the roster.
I was going to say
the Patriots
had money could have
bought
blow.
The league.
The Patriots
they could
have
bought everyone.
Blow. There was no reason
they
could have
bought everyone. They could have bought out the Titans and just taken our players if they wanted them. They had every bit of. Bill Belichick knew exactly what he was doing. He's a genius. He's the greatest coach of all time. He knows exactly what he's doing, and they're going to be great next year. Riker, you going to make that bet again next year? Or?
Yeah. You think the Patriots will go 500?
I
maybe
do think
over
they'll
500?
Go over 500 this
You do?
Time.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Good. Well, basically.
They can't go 500, so.
They cannot go
that
500.
That is also true. I didn't even think about the 17
they
rule.
They cannot go 500.
Or 17 games now.
I'm excited for the 17 games. Football.
Takes away one less preseason, right?
Yeah.
Or two.
Hey.
Which nobody wants
Titans. Titans fact. Titans are the only team in the AFC South to be or to have a record above 500 from the 16-game era.
What?
Like, out of all the – like, our record from –
like an
when
overall
the,
record?
Overall record what? when the Titans, Colts, like, all the teams in the AFC
really,
South.
Really? The Colts didn't?
No, the Colts were second. They were just below 500 –
imagine being below 500.
I know.
Could not be the Tennessee Titans.
We're
literally the best team to ever exist. We're actually going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Heard it here first. So that wraps up our NFL talks with the Titans. So we're going to move on to the Predators. Tyler, what do you got? What do you got going on with the Preds right now?
I really don't know what to make of this Predators.
It's a tight race in the what is it? We're not the Central Division. We're Honda.
We're Central.
We're Central.
Oh, I know we're Central, but the regular Central Division. What do they call it this year? The Honda. I'm pretty sure it was Honda.
I don't think
no free shout outs. Fuck Honda.
Hey, I ride for Honda. Pilot Gang.
Dude, get your tampon out of here, okay?
I ride for the Honda Gang whenever I take Chuck's car.
That's nice. What I'm talking about, Chase. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Come on. Honda Gang sometimes, but Ford Gang every day. But for real, I have no idea what we have in this Nashville Predators team. I don't know what's going on.
I mean,
I don't know what's happening.
Yesterday. It
we're good
yesterday
and we're bad at the same time. We have potential for the future. I'll say that. But
we do, absolutely. With all the young guys we have.
It's not going to work unless we fire our coach.
Absolutely.
And get someone new and get the players to buy into that system. That's the only way it's going to work. It's the only way you raise a team.
Yesterday's game
was horrendous.
Really pissed me.
Yesterday, the Nashville Predators were playing against the Chicago Blackhawks, and we were winning 4-1.
Not to mention
in
we
the
were
6-0
against them all
with
year.
10 minutes left in the
10
game.
10 minutes left
4-1
in the
lead.
Third period, and we blew it and then lost in overtime.
They scored three goals in 3 minutes.
We gave up two goals in a minute and a half or so, and then another 4 minutes went by, and we gave up.
And they scored within the first, 45 seconds, minute of overtime?
No, it was like 2 minutes
it
in.
It was like 3 minutes left in the overtime.
Isn't that the Preds' like second overtime loss?
If you yeah, it's our only second time. It's our second time over.
It's our second time losing in overtime is what Riker is trying to say.
Good job, Riker.
So I can't believe I'm actually going to say this, but I can't believe I've been rooting for the Red Wings tonight. And wait, do they play the Stars again tomorrow? Yeah.
They play them on Saturday, but still.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm actually going to root for the Red
Wings. I fully
Wings.
Believe it. I'm all in for the Red Wings.
I would rather root for the Red Wings than the Stadurs.
I hate the Stars more than any
don't
other NHL
wrong.
Team.
No, I thought you were a fan of them.
I've always been a Stars fan.
That's what I thought. Okay, I just had to make sure.
I love the city of Dallas.
Drove all the way to Dallas.
Dallas is my favorite place. But really, if you are from Dallas, I don't support you and I hate you. Also,
Dallas is the shittiest city.
Yeah, but still listen to our podcast.
No, I don't even care. Don't listen to it. I don't care at all. You will hear us consistently complain about Dallas. But I would rather root for any team in the entire NHL than the Dallas Stars.
Blackhawks?
Yes.
Penguins.
The Winter Ice Classic solidified the fact, especially since they also hurt Ryan Ellis at the same time, solidified the fact, if you like Corey Perry, never listen to this podcast again. It solidified the fact that the Dallas Stars are my main rival that I hate now.
If you support Corey Perry, please give us a call, and we will have you on the podcast and literally talk mad shit about you for an entire hour and a half.
Just pull up.
With no remorse.
Pull up Goofy. But really, though, I am rooting for the Red Wings. They won tonight 7-3 over the Stars.
Let's go.
If they win the next two games, then
that's
we
big for us.
Then we only have 9 games left.
Yeah, and the Stars have
they have 2 games in hand, so yes. They have 11 games.
Okay,
left.
But we can't blow a 4-1 lead against the Blackhawks anymore. We only have one
we have
game
a chance
left,
to
but
see what we can do tomorrow against the Blackhawks. See if we can overcome what happened, and if we can, I believe that we will make the playoffs.
I don't want to make playoffs.
I assume Pekka's,
but I'll be okay with it. I guess.
I bet Saros plays because John Hines.
I bet he does
him.
Too. He shows flashes. He's just too small, man.
I've been liking Saros lately. He's won like 13
game,
out of like
the game tying goal.
13 of the 16,
was,
I think.
Yeah,
right under the bar. He had already gone down.
But that overtime goal, he should not have gone down like that.
Okay, the overtime goal, he didn't even stick his pad out.
It was up. It was up.
It was right here. He
over his shoulder though.
No, yeah, it was like right here. He didn't stick it out at all.
He went down on his. He was in.
He was in
butterfly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know where exactly it went. You might be right, but still, you should not be.
He has potential to be a great goaltender.
I mean,
I feel like he doesn't grow very often.
Okay, but listen.
Not physically.
Before he got injured this season, he had a sub-900 save percentage. He is now sitting at 16 wins, 9 losses, 1 overtime loss, with a goals against average with 2.32 and a save percentage of
0.925. He's in first place in a lot of categories.
I was going to say, I'm like, literally, he has drastically improved.
I remember.
He's having
a
good season.
Yeah, before his injury, his goals against average was like 3.5.
It's a good season, but it's not.
It's not.
He's not the future of our franchise.
He's not the future.
Yeah, he's just not.
Askarov is.
I don't know.
Two more seasons.
We hope Askarov's
the
future.
Two more seasons and Askarov will be there.
So two more seasons of mediocrity in the goal?
Yeah.
That long pause was because everybody agrees. That's two more seasons of not knowing. Pekka's going to be gone after this season or the next.
Unless we
It could be one more, maybe.
Unless we get a goaltender for a one-year deal.
See, and
who are we going to get?
We're not going to rent a goalie.
We'd have to trade for a goalie.
Askarov is going to have to be ready in the next 2 years. By then, we'll have a new coach. We'll have a new system. We'll hopefully have some new players.
Maybe even a new GM.
Maybe a new GM. We'll have to, he'll have to be ready for the buy-in. He'll have to, because obviously we drafted him. He's the highest goaltender drafted in years.
Yeah.
Right?
Number 11.
Highest goaltender drafted since pick? Since who?
Fleury.
Since Fleury?
Fleury, yeah. Fleury was number one.
And that's a very long time ago.
That was like oh, probably
Fleury is
05.
It was old.
It was in Nashville. Fleury got drafted in Nashville.
He's a very old man. Very old man. He has to be ready. If we draft a goalie that high, the highest goalie drafted since 04, 03, whatever year you said it was, he has to be the future of your franchise.
We would not
spend a draft pick on something like that if he wasn't.
I think that he will be ready. Honestly.
In two years?
I feel like before? Okay, you got to think about it. He's already putting up a 0.93 save percentage in the KHL as a kid. He's playing in a league of men.
Is he 19 yet or 18?
He's 19.
He's 19.
19, that's what I thought. 19.
Yeah, okay. He's in a league of men as a kid in Russia.
Right.
The only difference that he's going to have to make is the adaptation to the American way of playing hockey.
Which, for a goaltender,
is not that drastic.
I mean, he'll have to make the change of faster, stronger people of the best hockey players in the entire world.
It's just more speed, more skill.
Exactly.
They put the puck places other people can't.
But he's also 19.
You never know.
Which gives him an incredible amount of room to grow.
I think next year he's going to be with Milwaukee or the Chicago Wolves, whoever the hell are.
I still think he'll be with the KHL next year. I really don't think he will.
No, he signed a 3-year deal with them last year.
You can still bump him up.
Yeah, we can take him at any time.
Oh, okay.
We did 3-year deals with the KHL, you can bump up, but you can't bring him directly to the NHL. He has to go through the Brewers or the Wolves first.
Like a whole year?
I don't think it's a year. I think it's a certain amount of games, maybe half a year.
We won't be with the Wolves next year. It'll be back to the Admirals.
I mean, we hope so. I have no idea what's going to happen.
Look, we could have been with the Admirals this year. I don't know why the hell.
Very easily, the
Admirals decided to opt out of the season.
Very strange.
I don't know why they.
So let's just say Askarov is with, gets bumped up. If you wanted to be ready in 2 years, he needs to go to the minor to the Admirals, AHL. Hopefully, or Wolves, whoever it is. He needs to go to the AHL, whoever our team is then, for at least a year. We're not going to bump him from KHL, play in the AHL for
half a season, and then
immediately be our starting franchise goalie. He has to be at least half a season. I want a full season of him with the Admirals, if we have that next year.
I feel like it's going to depend on Pekka's decision to either retire or play.
I don't know what he's going to do.
If Pekka stays one more season, then I think it gives Askarov more time.
I agree.
But if Pekka retires, I 100% think they're going to say, hey, we need you to come to Milwaukee, learn how to play the American style of hockey.
And he might not be ready yet, but that doesn't mean he never will be.
I feel like once Saros gets put in that spot where he's like, oh shit, I'm the starter now, which I feel like he's already starting to get that feeling.
He's the starter.
If he's not feeling that right now, then that should tell you everything you need to know about
him.
Exactly. I think... We as Preds fans are just going to have to accept the fact that until Askarov is ready, we're going to be mediocre by the goal standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're just going to be, and we're not going to win a Stanley Cup with a mediocre goalie.
No.
So at least until Askarov is ready, I don't think we'll make a run in the playoffs, which is unfortunate to say, but these things take time.
I still think we will.
You can't immediately become a contender the next day.
This year is going to be tough to call on who's making the playoffs. I realize we're sitting in the fourth playoff spot in our division right now, but the Stars have the upper hand on the fact that they have less games played.
Oh, yeah.
So they can easily just swoop in and take our spot. But I feel like we can consistently, for the next 2 years, I feel like we could be this number four spot in the playoffs.
See, I don't want that.
After this year, are we going to go back to the normal divisions?
Yes. Okay. Well, supposedly it depends if the borders are open.
Being the fourth seed in the playoffs for the next 2 years is exactly what we hated about the Titans.
I don't want that.
8-8 for the past.
I realize that.
If you settle for mediocrity, you're always going
to
be mediocre.
But literally, the Preds went to the Stanley Cup as the fourth seed.
Yes. Okay. And the Blues did it too. That is literally. There's a reason that people stress that so much. It's because it never happens.
I'm just saying. Look.
Ever.
I'm
it's
just saying.
Very rare. Yes, it can happen. Anything can happen. We could win out. The rest of the games, the Stars could lose every single other game by 20. We could put up 45 goals next game and break an NHL record. It's highly unlikely, but it's possible. Playing the anything game is you can do that with anything. That doesn't make sense for what could actually happen, and what probably will happen is if we make the playoffs, barely scrape by and make it, we're probably going to get swept by the Hurricanes or whoever's in first. It won't be us. I don't want to have a four seed 3 years in a row, get swept 3 years in a row.
All my other teams do that. You were just saying that we're expecting to be mediocre for the next two seasons. Why not be mediocre?
I would rather
make the playoffs.
I'd rather
do that.
No, I'd rather tank and get a higher draft pick. to prepare for our future.
But
I would much rather
do
that. But
we're not going to tank. That's just not what... If we still have GM DP, David Poile, like...
Sometimes you have to.
If he's still our GM, he's not going to tank.
Sometimes you have to.
He's still going to, like... He's still going to push this team to be as good as they can be. Doesn't matter if they're going to be a fourth
seed. Then we'll stay mediocre.
That's what I'm saying. Until Askarov gets cut off or called up, I'm okay with being mediocre, making the playoffs, being a consistently...
But is Askarov the one key that's going to make us go to a Stanley Cup?
He might.
One player does not make a Stanley Cup team.
I don't think
so. We've had a shit ton of injuries this year.
One player does not make a Stanley Cup team. He doesn't.
I'm not saying he is 100% going to be the difference, but I'm just saying he could play a huge role in that push for us to become...
Even if we have an elite goalie, I think even if we had a top five goalie in the NHL right now on our team, we're still not a Stanley Cup contender.
As Chase has always said, we need a 40-goal scorer.
We need a 40. I've said 1,000 times, I'll say it again. I hope that we could win without a 40-goal scorer. I hope Forsberg is that guy. I think he's overrated. Well, that's a conversation for a different day. I think that we will not win a Stanley Cup until we get a 40-goal scorer. I hope that it's possible that we don't.
I can agree with that. But
I just we've never had an elite goal scorer. Forsberg and Arvidsson are the two best goal scorers we've ever had in the history of our franchise.
And the goal is 34.
I'm saying that in a single year because Arvidsson broke the record, which is only 34.
34, which
is
embarrassing.
Embarrassingly low. Obviously, we're one of the newest teams. I get that, but it's been 22 years. It's about time.
Yeah, but 22. As an organization, we still have yet to have a first overall draft pick. So, I realize we've have, like, our highest draft pick ever was at number 3.
It doesn't help. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This happens in all sorts of sports. I don't like tanking. I do not think anybody should lose on purpose in any sport ever. I think that is completely against it. But that's the way that it works now. But other sports have proven that tanking works.
Yeah, but tanking for the first overall pick in the NHL is stupid because they do a lottery pick for the first.
They do that in every sport.
Well,
to get a high draft pick.
Not in the NFL.
Okay, and in the NBA and
the NHL.
Do they do MLB lottery? No. What do they do for MLB?
You just have to have the worst record.
Yeah.
Is it really?
It's just the
NFL.
Is
it over 2 years?
Or it's just the NBA and NHL that they do the lottery.
Over 2 years?
Isn't that what happened with, like, the
Nationals?
No,
that was with COVID. That was with COVID.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Whenever y'all won it, then y'all
had
to buy their
two records. They combined it.
Yeah, well, they did half and half, and like, yeah, because
that's why the Red Sox have the third or fourth pick this upcoming season. We should have had the first from last season, but it's whatever.
Yeah, basically, I am very used to this because this happens with – the Pacers have not drafted higher than 11 since 1984. We are the single most consistently mediocre team in the history of any sport ever. And we won't get better if we don't accept the fact that mediocrity is as high as we can get. You have to accept the low to get to the high. That's just how it works in sports. So if the Predators want to stay barely making the playoffs, barely scraping by and getting swept or maybe winning a couple games, maybe we go to the second round. Maybe every now and then we go to the Western Conference Finals. Maybe we get to a Stanley Cup once and lose. That's fine. But we'll never get any better. We'll never, unless we so happen to draft someone who turns into Connor McDavid, which is possible, but highly unlikely. A change has to be made. That's just how it goes in sports. You can't just sit by and expect all of your young players to become gods. Something has to change, and I'm tired of it.
I think the biggest change that we've all been pushing for the entire season is obviously our head coach. John Hines is not the answer to our problems. I think me and Logan touched on it the last pod that we did, talking about an offensive-minded coach. We need an offensive-minded coach.
We have to have
coach.
One.
Whether – I don't care who the hell
especially
it is.
With the young – like the young group of guys that we have coming up.
They're electric.
They've all played together in the AHL. They all have chemistry.
And they can all score.
They all can score.
They can
and
put the puck
led,
in the net.
They led the Admirals to the – what is it? The Calder Cup? No. Yeah, the Calder Cup. The championship for the AHL, but
last
got
year.
It got yeah, it got canceled due to COVID or whatnot.
Oh, so and we were like the third highest
no,
like
we were
scoring
the, we were
team.
The highest.
Yeah, no, we were the
no,
yeah.
I mean, offensive team.
Last season, we were first place in the AHL. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, we were.
No, I'm saying we had like the second or third highest offensive like goals
a
game or like pace
saying.
Or whatever
it was in the
AHL, and all of those guys are now coming up because some are injuries, some are because they're being called up. But
Tomasino and Igor.
Afanasyev.
I don't want to waste those players. Tolvanen is finally becoming kind of who we thought he was
going
to be.
Shout out Tolvanen. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
we can't really say that he's becoming the player we always thought he would be because we never really gave him the chance to prove that himself.
He's not. It's
until
this
year.
Right.
It's just been a drastic impact he's had on our power play.
Okay, but before this year, he played 4 games.
Right.
The first year, one goal in 4 games. I mean, still, that's not.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's 25% using quick math.
Dude, you're so
wow.
smart.
Did you pull out a calculator?
I'm the self-proclaimed smartest guy on the pod.
He's got quarters here. He counted them.
True. Basically, I don't want to waste all of these young guys' talent on the next 3 to 4 to 5 years. They'll go off to different teams. They'll split off. They'll become Kevin Fiala's.
I still think that we need to get rid of GMDP.
I do too. Do you think that we should have gotten rid of Lobby? Do you think we pulled the trigger too early?
I 100% think early. We pulled the trigger 100% way
early.
Too early. We shouldn't have fired him midway through the season. That was the stupidest thing we could have
I'm
done.
Fine with firing him.
Mid-season
I'm,
fires
I'm
never
not
work
happy
out.
With the hire.
Okay,
yeah, well, I mean,
firing him at the end of the season and having an actual coaching search that's public and people know about versus firing him a week after the Winter Classic and immediately the next day introducing this ball.
And you got to remember, Laviolette was above 500 when he got fired.
Oh, I'm cool with mid-season firings if it's like
a home run hire.
Or if it's a horrid coach, like if we had like four wins or something. I get that.
But
he wasn't. He was mediocre.
A season hire isn't normally followed by a brand new coach coming in immediately. It's followed by an interim coach that's been on the bench the entire season.
Exactly.
We literally just hired Lavi 2.0. And worse.
He's
worse than Lavi.
No, I'm saying.
No, but he's not a Lavi.
He's not a Lavi 2.0.
Lavi's more of a hybrid coach. He's offense. He's defense
and
turned into offense.
Yes.
He's a mediocre
Lavi's
coach.
More,
so is John Hines.
Lavi's more that two-way defenseman type.
Lavi.
Right, which is why we had some of the highest scoring defensemen
exactly.
in the past.
Lavi has at least taken 3 different NHL teams to the Stanley Cup and won a Stanley Cup. John Hines has a horrendous losing record in
barely
the NHL.
Barely taken the New Jersey
and
Devils.
Hey.
He was a very good AHL coach, guys.
Oh,
okay.
I hated that.
Very good AHL coach. He's the guy, all right?
But see, look what Laviolette's doing right now. The Capitals are in first place.
Okay, but
it's
talent
the Capitals.
On the Capitals,
it's the Capitals.
The talent on the Preds.
Well, I get that.
I'm just
they have
right now, the
very
had
good
had
players.
If Kuznetsov, TJ Oshie, and Alexander Ovechkin.
If
I
we had
okay.
American hero TJ Oshie.
Okay. And a second place Norris Trophy candidate last season, John Carlson.
And
runner-up to Roman Yossi.
Shout out Roman Yossi. And they have the world's greatest coach, Peter Laviolette.
That's what I'm saying.
The best coach ever. I mean, come on now.
You know what I hate? I hate
Brussels
that.
Sprouts.
Yes, that too. They're
I
disgusting.
Actually like Brussels sprouts.
No, you're fucking stupid.
I hate all vegetables.
We can tell. You fat lard.
Hey, you guys can't see Sean. He's actually 324 pounds.
I'm kind of a fat ass.
Yes.
He's the fattest ginger you've ever seen in your life. The thing I hate the most for the Capitals this year, and more specifically for one particular player, Henrik Lundqvist, one of the greatest goalies to ever play the game, has never won a Stanley Cup, signed with the Washington Capitals and was going to be their starting goalie.
It's so tragic what happened.
And then had his heart issue that he had at the beginning of the season.
Had to retire.
If they win it,
he's still,
if they win
he's
it,
still on the roster.
Yeah, he retired. He 100% retired.
Did he? You can retire and come back.
You can. Mike Fisher.
Mike Fisher.
But I'm still saying. Like,
I'm saying that the Capitals could probably be even better with a solid goaltender compared to Samsonov.
Who's their goalie right now?
Samsonov.
And what, who's their back? Do they still have Grubauer as their backup? Or?
No, he's with the Avalanche.
He's their starter for Avalanche.
No, Grubauer left the Avalanche to go to the Capitals.
Grubauer is the starter for the Avalanche right now.
Okay, so I have it backwards.
Yes.
He left the Capitals
to
go to the Avalanche.
If the Capitals,
I know their starter's like something Samsonov. He's a rookie. He's in his second year or something.
He's
like
really
that.
Good.
I mean, he's good, but Henrik.
I mean,
his name ends in off. He has to be kind of good. That's just
okay. But honestly, I have a question. If the Capitals do win, do they give
What's
a ring
question?
To him? Do the Capitals give Lundqvist a ring if they win?
Yeah.
You think so?
No.
I don't think
he wasn't part of the team.
I would do it.
No. They might offer it to him, but if you're a true competitor, I feel like you wouldn't accept it because you. That,
I wouldn't
retired,
brag about it, but I would take
before
it.
Before they even started, like,
okay,
like practice.
I don't know if I would take that ring, especially because it is the Stanley Cup. It is.
I would
the
take the
coveted.
Ring, but I'm not a professional hockey player.
If you're not on the roster,
but you're not pussy.
Look, listen. I have this argument
oh,
with
you're
the
not,
guy. No,
oh.
look.
I'm pussy.
I joke with you guys over that whole state championship thing all the time.
But you weren't on the roster.
No, I wasn't on the roster.
So
and
you don't
I,
deserve
no,
a ring.
No, I don't deserve a ring. I just like saying that just to keep an argument going. But what I'm saying is, yes, I don't think he would get a ring, and I don't think that...
I think, like Tyler said, I think they'd offer it to him, but he wouldn't take it.
I don't even think they would consider offering it to him.
I think they would consider
it. He might have signed a one-year deal, but are they still paying him? Probably, actually, because he's signed a contract.
Back to my point.
That's actually a good point. He might be getting paid.
I actually hate it for him because I think he would have had the best opportunity to finally win him a Stanley Cup.
You gotta feel bad for him in 2012, man, when they blew it in Game 7 against the Kings in OT. Alec Martinez.
They didn't go to Game 7.
Did not go to...
That was a Game 5.
Was it Game 5?
Yeah. It was Game 5.
Kings were on a tear for a little bit.
They really were.
What happened?
Dude, that 2012...
They suck now. They were so good.
That 2012 Kings team...
They were nasty. They were filthy. They were so filthy.
Dude.
I thought they were going to become a dynasty. I thought they were going to run shit.
I could care less about the Kings or the...
I have no beef with the Kings.
The Rangers.
Whatsoever.
Watching that clip of Martinez scoring the overtime...
Dude, electric.
The Staples Center being that loud.
Oh, my
electric.
God, dude. Oh. It's insane.
I'm about tired of L.A. being good at sports.
Oh, my
God. I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
Somebody else. Yeah. They got the Lakers. They got the Dodgers. They got the Kings sometimes. They don't really have anybody else.
The Dodgers finally won their first World Series in
I'm fine with the Dodgers. Yeah, they pay a lot of players, but they got screwed out of...
Okay, so how about Cali Yarncrow, the leading goal scorer for the Predators right now?
That's not something to brag about.
I'm just saying.
No.
How in the hell is that man leading goal scorer?
No because way that is something to brag about right
because
now.
Because Forsberg is injured.
I'm asking, genuinely, how is he our leading goal scorer?
I mean...
I realize Forsberg's hurt.
Because we don't have any elite goal scorers on our team.
He has. I'm not going to say he's been really good the past few years, but he continues to grow as a player.
I said this to Chase at the game me and him went to. He's going to do just well enough this year for us to re-sign him to another contract, and then he's going to start shitting the bed again.
I can confirm he did say
that. Do you think that we will keep him from this upcoming draft, or do you think that the Kraken will take
from the expansion?
Him? Oh. Yeah.
No.
Why? Who would they take?
You're gonna since Poyle came out and said that he wants Ekholm to here a long time, you're going to protect your top 4 D-men.
Okay.
And then you're going to protect Jofa.
Yeah.
And Duchesne. And that's your...
And we're doing the thing with Tolvanen, so they can't take him.
And that's your 8
Tolvanen's
plus a goalie,
still on his
right?
rookie contract, so they can't take him.
That is true. But still.
That's your 8 plus a goalie,
okay,
right?
But who do you think they take? After the year he's having this year, I can see them taking Yarncrow.
Granlund?
He's only on a one-year deal.
We got him restricted right now. So
they could also take Holla.
You don't think we'll extend him?
They're not going to take that freaking trash can Holla.
Hey. Holla! Yeah. I would pay him $1 million just to hear them say that.
I would say if Colton Sissons was having a better season.
He's been doing good the past few games.
Yes, he has.
They might take Sissons because he's on a freaking 6-year, $3 million contract.
That is true. I can see that.
That's
Penny.
He is our best penalty killer.
Water.
He's our best defensive forward.
And he's a pretty consistent center when it comes to face-offs.
And he's been playing the most physical hockey
he is
he's
cheap
played
as
his
dirt.
Entire his career, and he's got a cheap contract. Why would you not take him if you're new?
Dude, imagine three mils being
I'm not going to lie. I'm a huge Colton Sissons fan.
I love Colton Sissons.
Simply because he's a kid from Canada whenever he was younger.
He's actually not a kid. He's a grown adult.
Wait,
when he was a kid in Canada, his dad asked him what jersey he wanted, and he, for some random reason, he said, I want a Nashville Predators jersey. And look at him now. He's playing.
See,
for
and that's cool because he plays for the Nashville Predators.
He does.
Right you are, Chase. Right you are.
Thank you. Why did they call it contract tracker? Why didn't they call it contractor?
$2.86 million.
Isn't Yarncrow making $2 million
until,
though?
Until 2026.
Wow.
Yeah, bye Sissons. Have fun in Seattle.
That's so cheap.
Cali's on a $2 million contract that expires after the 2021-2022 season.
I hope they take Sissons then.
I bet they will.
I would take that contract any day.
I don't know, man. I think I'd rather lose him than someone bigger.
I think you have to re-sign Granlund.
What about Duchesne? Do you think we're going to protect Duchesne?
Yeah, we will protect him.
Especially
he's been so underwhelming.
The Kraken will not take Duchesne's contract.
Oh, absolutely not. With how he's doing
I don't
this
know,
year.
What kind of
he's been hurt.
What kind of salary cap is
I don't know. That's a good question.
Seattle was big in the NBA, but I don't know what kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like they.
There's not the same across the board.
What if we send him a draft pick instead of them picking someone from our team?
Can you do that?
Yeah.
It has to be first round though, doesn't it?
I don't know. They did that for the Knights. I can't remember if it was first round or not, but
I don't know how big of a market
Neil,
Seattle is.
The Knights took Neil from us. We didn't send him a draft pick.
No, other teams did.
He was saying other people did, not us. Yeah, I don't know how big they could take players with big salary caps if I don't.
It depends on like what kind of salary cap they're trying to hit.
I don't know what they're going to be. I don't know how big their market is up there.
Yeah, I love Sissons, but I'd be okay with him going.
I'm
just,
I would be okay too, so we didn't lose other people.
I'm just curious of how the Kraken's front office is going to like do the expansion draft, because I'm not going to cap Vegas, like Las Vegas expansion draft. They killed it. They really did.
Oh,
they drafted excellent.
Draft was so much better than ours,
but
though.
Current NHL GMs aren't going to let that happen twice.
Yeah.
Nobody understood how this expansion draft was going to work, but
they cheesed the system.
No,
they had their hand pick.
Exactly. They had their hand pick. Second line guys.
They took a second line player from every NHL team
and went to the Stanley
and had
League. And had a good coach
and had absolutely insane
draft. Gallant, bring his ass to Nashville. I'll gladly take Gallant.
Offensive minded, and they had a 40 goal scorer.
Do you think we will protect Soros?
We kind of have to. Askarov's not ready. They're not going to take Pekka. We have to protect Soros.
Soros would probably be their best option for a goalie to be taken.
You protect two goalies, right?
No, just one.
Okay, one goalie.
They're not going to pick Pekka.
Imagine they do.
One goalie.
And then he can't retire. He can't retire a Predator.
He could. He could be a 1-year contract with Seattle, and then after that 1-year contract ends, he signs like a 3-day contract or something like that with the
Predator. It's not the same.
It's not, but same but different.
So with 8 games left in the season, what do you think our record can be?
I think we're gonna lose to Florida twice, at least.
Nah. All right. So
maybe split with Florida and split with Carolina would be the hope.
I think we can beat Chicago tomorrow.
Easy.
I think we can at least win one out of the back-to-back against the Panthers. The Dallas game's a toss-up.
We should
win both Columbus Blue Jackets games.
No, I see 4-4.
I see 4-3-1.
Okay, fine. Be that guy.
No, I can see
it. No, it's cool. Be that guy. I get it.
Almost every game against the Stars, we've gone into overtime, and I bet we lose in overtime to them.
I'm going 4-4. Split the series with Florida, split the series with Carolina, split the series with Dallas. Boom.
I don't see us beating Carolina. We're gonna get swept by them.
I don't think we'll beat Carolina, but I definitely think we'll beat Florida at least once.
What if they do some healthy scratches at the end for playoffs?
You have to beat Chicago tomorrow because they're right on your ass in the playoffs.
How close are Florida and Carolina at the top right now? Would Carolina towards the last two games sit people, or are they fighting with Florida for the top spot?
They're gonna fight.
Carolina's
like how close?
It's 2-point difference. Carolina has 67 points. Florida has 65.
Okay, so they would both be
Tampa Bay has 64.
First team, 69.
I was gonna say first team in 69 is gonna win it all.
That's facts.
Okay, I like our rest of the games better than the Stars do because they play the Red Wings 1, Hurricanes back to back, then the Lightning, then us, and then the Panthers, 2 Lightning and 2 Blackhawks.
It blows my mind that that the Hurricanes just got their 10th loss.
What? Seriously?
Yeah, I mean they have 5 overtime losses, but they just reached double digit losses, which is crazy to me.
Colorado has 9.
That's so stupid.
They were trash five years ago.
It pisses me off.
I also have Colorado winning.
I have the Lightning because they're going to get Kucherov back and they're going to destroy everyone.
And Stamkos.
Yeah, they're going to get Kucherov.
Stammer's hurt right now too.
Yeah, he's always hurt.
Yeah,
he really is. I'm honestly glad. And what was it? 2017? It was 2016.
16.
Yeah, it was the summer going into the 2017 season. The Stamkos, there was rumors that he was coming to the Preds, and then out of nowhere, Shea Weber's traded for PK Subban. We were all like, yo, what the fuck?
I would have taken Stamkos still, because whenever he's on the ice, he's electric.
I literally had
just
a double take that update that we traded Shea Weber.
Dude, it was...
I was so confused.
I was like, we really just traded our captain right now.
I said Shea Weber, I'm like, did I just read that right?
I remember, I was over at your house, Riker, whenever the update...
No, I wasn't.
Well, I remember seeing the update at your house.
I can see 5 wins maximum.
Yeah.
Unless, I was going to say 4 wins in an overtime loss.
Unless Carolina doesn't care about
winning. 8-0.
I like the
I
conference.
Love it. 8-0, baby.
If we go 8-0.
What will you do?
I'll give you $20.
I'll bleach my ball sack.
Take that one out.
I am shaking on that. Chase is also shaking
Sean
on that.
Sean McBeth Lyons.
I will bleach my pubes. I'll bleach my pubes if the Preds go 8-0 in their last.
If the Preds go 8-0 for the remaining 8 games, which is very, very close to impossible, but possible.
Be ready for the TikTok.
Sean Lyons will bleach his ball sack
and
not his shaft, his ball sack and his pubes. You heard it here first, 615 Show fans.
Not as Shaft.
Hey, Shaft. My ball sack's about to look like Slim Shady up in here. I want this. I want this. I really want the Preds to win their
last
8 games.
Guys, Nashville, if you're listening to
this. If we win our last 8 games.
You have to go 8-0.
I'm like very certain that the Stars won't be able to catch that. I'm like.
Statistically, I think it's impossible to go 8-0.
What's the Stars schedule looking like for the last game?
I literally just said all the teams they're playing.
I wasn't paying attention. You know.
All right, I'll say it again.
You were thinking about your ball sack getting bleached.
I was thinking about my ball sack getting bleached.
All right, they play the Red Wings once. And then they go back-to-back against Hurricanes. Then the Lightning 1 game. Then us 1 game. Panthers 1 game. Lightning 2 games. And the Blackhawks 2 games.
That's a tough-ass schedule.
It's so much tougher than us.
Exactly.
I can see them winning 4 games out of that 10 remaining.
I'm just glad we don't play the Lightning anymore.
Yeah, the last time we did, we demolished them.
Yeah, because they didn't have Vasilevsky in. Each game that we've beaten the Lightning, they didn't have Vasilevsky in.
A win's a win.
But did we win?
I would like to point out, gladly.
I'll gladly take the points.
I would like to point out that the guy two rows ahead of me and Chase really legitimately thought Vasilevsky was in until halfway through the third period.
On the third goal.
Was he chanting Vasilevsky whenever we scored?
Yes.
We
specifically said it loudly.
I like looked at him and did this, cupped my hands around my mouth and said, McElhaney.
That is so embarrassing.
And then he would skate around like when a whistle, like an icing happened or whatever, and me and Chase would be like, oh man, McElhaney looks kind of tired out there, you know, just trying to get his attention, and I think finally it worked.
What was the score
that he got after the third goal? It was 7-3.
7-3. 7-2.
7-3. You think the freaking Vezina winning goaltender, what, 2 seasons ago, and the lead for the Vezina this season is going to let up 7 goals?
Okay,
it's possible, but it's probably very unlikely.
So we've talked about the Stars and the Preds' remaining schedule, but the Blackhawks are even worse. They play us once, then the Lightning, Panthers twice, Hurricanes 3 times, and then the Stars twice.
That's L's. They might win 2 of those, one of them's going to be against us, probably.
I hope we're cheering for the Blackhawks to beat them.
I was going to say, I hope that the Blackhawks beat the Stars. That way we don't have to worry about the Stars trying to take our spot.
What I hate about the Stars, they only have 19 wins.
They have what, 21, 24?
They have 12 overtime losses.
Half of the 12.
That's really unfortunate, actually. What do they have, 24 wins?
We have 25?
24 or 25?
We have 25 wins right now.
How many losses?
21 and then 2 overtime.
Above 500.
We're a pretty good hockey team.
It's above 500, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that's going to do it for the episode 7 of the 615 show. Once again, we just want to thank everybody for listening to us each and every week. We just hope that we're putting out the best content that we possibly can for y'all. And we hope that y'all keep coming back every time we have a new episode. Make sure to follow us on all of our socials at 615 show. Turn on your notifications so you can be the first one to listen to the new episodes when they come out.
Bye.
Yeah, for the listeners, I don't have sex.